Track 21.
Spermaceti. The wax found in the head of sperm whales was worth almost $3 per gallon at the turn of the 19th century. This exceptionally valuable material was used to make candles that burned clear, clean, and bright. These candles were the first manufactured products of the American colonies. The finding, hunting, killing, and processing of sperm whales on the high seas became an American specialty, and great fortunes were made. Cutting in a sperm whale. Once sperm whales were located, the whale boats were lowered from the ship and the chase was on. When an animal was killed, it was towed back to the ship, tied up by its tail alongside, and cut in. The valuable head was severed first and tied up separately. The body blubber was then cut into blankets, peeled like an orange, and the blankets hauled up onto the deck where they were cut into smaller pieces and boiled into oil in two large iron pots in the try works. Scrimshaw, the occupational art of the whaleman, whether created with ivory sperm whale teeth, pieces of jawbone, pieces of baleen from right whales, or any other sorts of materials obtained while on a whaling voyage, including exotic woods, shells, walrus tusks, tortoise shells, scrimshaw assumed many forms. A popular form of scrimshaw was the engraved sperm whale tooth, where whalemen using knives or perhaps sail needles would scratch, outline, or cut many different sorts of scenes on the polished surface of the ivory. Some scenes were engraved freehand. Some were copied from magazine or book illustrations. Scrimshaw served mostly as souvenirs, trophies of whalers' exploits, or finely crafted pieces meant to be given as gifts or mementos to people back home. Scrimshaw plaques engraved on large pieces of jawbone, or tools also made from the heavy, dense bone of the sperm whale jaw, were also frequently made pieces by sailors. Ambergris. This solid impaction, sometimes found in the bowels of sperm whales, had a specific commercial quality. It fixed the scents of perfumes. Ambergris is not whale feces. It is an accrued secretion of the bile ducts of some sperm whales, generally surrounding indigestible squid beaks, which could otherwise cause irritation to the animal's digestive tract. The animals sometimes pass ambergris and sometimes vomit up this material, which floats on the ocean for an extended period before periodically washing up on the beach where it is collected. Of course, in antiquity, ambergris, indeed spermaceti itself, was occasionally obtained and was employed as medicine, as a tincture in food and drink, and a variety of other purposes. Whalemen could sometimes find it in the animals that they killed.